James, why do you particularly like the image that you've chosen?
Because it goes, you can see the inside of where the door is and you can see the reflection as well.
And the reflection comes right through the glass, doesn't it? And you've got a bit of a clear image there and something that's a little bit more abstract. Is that why you specifically selected that?
Yes.
That's fantastic, James. It's a lovely picture. Well done. So, what is it specifically that you like about the picture that you've selected there?
This picture shows the creativity and artistic side of the school.
That's fantastic. Were there any other images? Did you take it in a specific way? Was it head-on? Did you take it in any other direction?
Yeah, I took it in loads of directions and corners which I've taken it.
That's fantastic. So you've got a couple of comparison shots there. But that's the one you selected that you thought was the best out of all of them. Brilliant. Well done. Umar, you've selected quite an unusual image. It's quite a close-up with different bits in it. Can you tell me why you particularly like that?
Because it's colourful.
And you've got lots of different sort of textures in there, haven't you? Different surfaces.
Yeah.
Do you particularly like orange? Because you've got lots of sort of orangey colours in there. Is that why you also liked it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I selected three different images, but all of them are actually outside images. Did you specifically choose the outside images for a reason?
Well, not really, but I think that they look more natural and they're nicer to, you know, look at.
You've actually taken the pictures from different angles on each of those. Was that just experimentation with the camera? Did you try the different lenses and focuses on that?
On the first one, we took it from level. On the ones with the berries, we took it from pointing upwards. And the chair, we took
from the floor.
Yeah, laying down on the floor.
So that's what gave you the different perspectives and levels. They're a fantastic selection. Well done. You've selected something where you've just taken a portion of a piece of artwork. Why that specifically?
Because someone grabbing onto something else and it's very abstract.
That's really good. Do you particularly like abstract art?
Yeah.
So that's one of your favourite sorts of images. And were your other selection quite similar to that? Or
yeah.
They were? That's good. So it shows where your sort of preface is, doesn't it? That's lovely, yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done. I like the image you've chosen there, Jack, and it's got a particular slant on it. How did you manage to take that photograph so it looked as though it was veering away?
I kind of kneed down a little bit and then took the picture.
And did you intend for it to come out like that, did it?
Yeah, I wanted to make it look bigger than it normally is.
That's fantastic. And did you try lots of other techniques when you were doing your other pictures?
I try and make them look bigger, look a little bit from the left and the right.
So you took them all from different angles to give different perspectives?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Well done. Thanks, Jack. In the selection of pictures that you've taken, this particular one has got a human aspect in it. Was that intentional?
Yeah, it was. We took it at an angle, so it was like natural and man-made.
That's fantastic. So you've got two aspects within the one picture.
Yeah.
And it creates quite a good image. What made you both decide? Did you both decide that was both your favourites?
Yeah. Because it's different and the colouring is, it contrasts. Sort of like the hands and then you've got this.
The water spray. Yeah. It's fantastic because it's sort of quite a live image there, isn't it? Well done, you two.